This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Nobody, repeat, nobody should feel sorry for the big Wall Street banks. They are still making billions of dollars at a pop. See also quarterly profit reports late last week and this morning from Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and others. That said, they are dealing with persistently higher interest rates and a bewildering economic outlook. They're feeling some stress as a result of consumer and business stresses as well, riskier loans, for instance. But they do, those big banks, have other lines of business that have been doing pretty well, including, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, good old-fashioned investment banking.
If a corporation wants to raise a bunch of money by selling stock or issuing bonds, it might call up someone like Drew Pascarella.
I spent 10 years as an investment banker at Citi covering the technology, media, and telecom sector.
Pascarella now teaches finance at Cornell University. He says investment bankers help companies find buyers for those stocks and bonds. They also help companies purchase other companies or get purchased.
So there's lots of different flavors, but an investment bank would help a company think through those merger and acquisition transactions and help them actually affect those transactions in the market.
And they charge their clients fees for doing all that. But up until the end of last year, investment bankers' phones were pretty quiet. Steve Bigger, a bank analyst at Argus Research, says last year, corporations were kind of nervous about doing deals. Because when the economy is uncertain,
you pull back and you say, I don't want to do any expansions. Maybe now is not the time. I want to see how this, everything shakes out in the economy. And, you know, are we going to get the soft landing and so forth?
Companies are also facing higher interest rates and greater regulatory scrutiny. But Christina Sauter, a law professor at Southern Methodist University, says by now, companies have gotten used to those challenges. And?
Since they're getting used to it, they're more inclined to do deals when they feel like they should or must do deals.
This morning, Goldman Sachs reported that investment banking revenue was up 32% last quarter compared to the same time a year ago. Gerard Cassidy, a bank analyst at RBC Capital Markets, says it helps that the economy this year is a lot more certain than it was in 2023. So corporate dealmakers and investment bankers are likely to stay busy.
More companies are in the pipeline to go public. More mergers and acquisitions are likely to take place this year, which also will drive investment banking fees.
Put another way, if investment bankers are getting a lot of calls, Cassidy says the economy is probably looking pretty good. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.